This chazor zeichin nishabach yichas shagam v'mam Yehuda mesechet b'sachem daf kofiut gimel. Rav told the Rasi the following: do not live in a city that has no horses or dogs because they offer protection, or in a city where the leader is a doctor because he's too busy to worry about the city, and do not marry two wives that may collude against you, and if you do, make sure to marry a third wife because one will tell you of the collusion of the other two. Rav told Rav Kahana the following: it's better to turn over a dead animal than to turn over your words, meaning do a menial thing in an honest way rather than be dishonest. If you need money, skin an animal in the marketplace and don't say that it's below your stature. And even if you're just going to the roof, take food with you. Always travel with food. And even if food is very cheap, take food with you. Rav told his son Chia, do not take medicine if another healing method exists because you may become dependent on it and have to spend a lot of money on it. Don't jump over streams or water. Taking large steps reduces one's eyesight. Do not pull out a tooth. It will heal on its own. And do not start up with a snake or a goy. They have long memories. Abraisa says one should not start up with three things: a young goy, a young snake, and a young Talmud. The Gemara explains this is because they will hold a grudge, will eventually get older, and will take revenge. Rav told his son Avoy, sell your merchandise as quickly as possible to allow you to buy even more and sell even more. Items which spoil should never be held on to in the hopes of the price that prices will rise. First take the money from the customer, then give them the merchandise. It's better to make less money close by than to make more money that will require travel. If you have dates in your basket, run to have them made into beer so that you don't eat the dates and have nothing left to process. Rav said this refers to one who has as little as even three sa' of dates. Rav Papa said, if I would not have made beer, I would not have become wealthier. Rav Chisda said this as well. Rav Papa said, every outstanding balance that needs to be written down will have to be actively collected. Also, every sale on credit is questionable whether it will be paid. Even if it's paid, it will be paid with low-grade currency. Rabbi Yochanan said three things in the name of the people of Yerushalayim. Make sure you are from the last of the people who go out to war, so that if you have to flee, you'll be the first to flee. Treat your Shabbos as weekday, Asir Shabbat Chachos, so you don't have lavish meals, rather than have to come on to tzedakah. Do business with people who are enjoying good mazal. Rabbi Shmuel Levi said three things in the name of people of Yerushalayim. Do not do private things in open areas, because what happened with David HaMelech and Bathsheba. If your daughter is a begeres, she's over 12 and a half, and still single, free your slave to marry her, meaning marry your daughters off young. And number three, be mindful of your wife with her first son-in-law. Rav Chisda said you must watch her so she's not mezana with him. Rav Kahana said you must watch her so she doesn't spend all your money on him. The Gemara says that both reasons are valid reasons. Rav Yechanan said three people will be among those who inherit Olam Haba: someone who lives in Eretz Yisrael, someone who raises children to learn Torah, one who makes Havdalah on wine on Moitzei Shabbos. He only has a little wine and doesn't drink it for pleasure on Shabbos, but rather he saves it for Havdalah. Rabbi Yochanan said there are three people that Hashem calls out about every day: a single man who lives in a big city and holds back from doing an Aveiros Nus, a poor person who returns something that he finds, a wealthy person who gives Maaser in private. Rav Safra was a single man living in a big city. When this teaching was taught to him, his face lit up. Rava told him, this teaching does not refer to someone like you, it refers to someone like Rav Hanina and Rabbi Shaya, who were shoemakers for Zoynis and never even looked at them. So tomorrow, there are three people who are beloved by Hashem: one who doesn't get angry, one who doesn't get drunk, one who doesn't bear a grudge. There are three people that Hashem hates: someone who says one thing but thinks otherwise in his heart, someone who knows testimony for his friend and doesn't go and say it, and someone who sees his friend doing a clear Aveira and does not get a second person to join him to bear witness, but rather testifies alone, because all the single witness is going to do is create a bad name for the person. He's not going to accomplish anything. Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak, in the name of Rav, said the single witness is allowed to hate the sinner. Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, a pasuk teaches that it's a mitzvah to hate such a person. In fact, the Marav Acha, the son of Rav Esar Vashi, is the lone witness allowed to tell the Rebbe of that person, so that that Rebbe should hate the sinner as well. Rav Ashi said, if the Rebbe will believe him as two people, he may tell him. If not, he may not. A Braisa says there are three people whose lives are not worth living: someone who has too much compassion, someone who is easily angered, and someone who is very particular about things. A Braisa said that he possessed all of these three characteristics. A Braisa says there are three things that hate their own species: dogs, roosters, and chabarin. Others add zaynas, others add tamid hacham and bavel. A Braisa says there are three groups that love those of their own kind: gerim, slaves, and crows. The Braisa says there are four people who can't be tolerated by others: a poor person who is a big shot, a wealthy person who denies monetary claims against them, an old person who is mezana, and a leader who likes the power but doesn't help people in times of need. Some add a person who divorces his wife twice and then remarries her again. The Tanakhama doesn't add this to the list because this person may be forced to remarry her because maybe a large ksuba obligation that he has, or because he has children with her. Canaan gave five instructions to his sons. They share these characteristics: love one another, love stealing, love immorality, hate your masters, do not speak truthfully. Six things were said about horses: they love znus, they love war, they're big shots, they hate sleep, they eat a lot, and they have little waste. Others add they also try to kill their masters during war. There are seven people put in chayim from heaven: a yid who decides not to get married, a married person who decides not to have children, someone who doesn't raise his children to learn Torah, someone who doesn't wear tefillin or tzitzis or have a mezuzah on his door, one who walks around without shoes. Others add also one who does not join a suddas mitzvah. It was said in the name of Rabbi Yosef of Hutzal, the pasuk of Tamim Tia Im Hashem Alekecha teaches that one may not consult with astrologers. A pasuk teaches that one must give honor to a friend that is greater than him in even one way. Also, a woman may not have tashmish the night after she finishes counting her days of tara, meaning 40 days for after having a boy, 80 days after having a girl. Even if she sees blood, she's tara during those days. The night after that, she should not have tashmish. Rav said this prohibition remains in effect for 1 12-hour period, which is the first night after her tara days. It was said in the name of Yehuda, the son of Rabbi Loi, eat onions in your house and don't eat geese and chicken, meaning get used to eating cheap foods so you won't have to sell your house to be able to afford your expensive taste. Spend less on your food and use the money saved for your house.